South Korean officials say North Korea's recent rocket launch shows Pyongyang is capable of firing a rocket that could reach the west coast of the United States. A South Korean Defense Ministry official speaking on the condition of anonymity says the South secured debris from the rocket.
As a result of analyzing the material of North Korea's Onha-3 rocket, we judged North Korea had secured a range of more than 10,000 kilometers in case the warhead is 500 to 600 kilograms.
There are doubts that the North has the re-entry technology needed to deliver a missile.
Oh, so they're still one step away from having a missile that can reach the United States. So in that sense, everybody in L.A. and San Francisco and up and down the west coast of the United States and Canada can breathe a sigh of relief because they don't have the technology. Oh, but we've said that for years now. We've said that they were decades away from a nuclear weapon. Oh, 2006 nuclear test. Oh, but they're decades away from having a we have a test now that gives us a possibility of a 10,000-kilometer rocket. How worried should we be?
Well, I think, of course, people are worried. Not only people say in the U.S., in the West Coast, but also people say in Japan, in South Korea, people in China, people in Russia, I guess, which is much, much closer to North Korea. I think the North Korean side should understand the concerns, the true concerns of your neighboring countries, but also countries from afar over there. I think this is a very unilateral action taken by the North Korean leadership. They should be more cautious in their policy, military policy. Here. And then again, here is that kind of a dilemma situation also, let's say, for neighboring countries, South Korea or China. It's very hard for them. On the one hand, you do have hungry people. You want help. You want to donate. On the other hand, then there's little you can do to stop the government from pursuing, say, a military-first policy here. China has tried very hard to say, learn from our, model, that is, develop your economy, open your economy, open the country to the outside world, to welcome foreign investment. Then, feed your people. That's a priority. But if people don't listen, there's little you can do.
I think there is. And that's always been the conundrum, whether it's sanctions, whether it's help, whether it's engagement. None of it seems to have actually worked. And none of it, even when the United States offered engagement to North Korea at the start of 2012, almost immediately they were rebuffed. And that engagement was in the form of food aid. I mean, even when the U.S. tries to help on that side, tries to go the China route, it doesn't seem to actually have any positive impact. For me, because they still have a major step left in technology, I'm not terrified. I think that there will be, still a lot of concerns about whether they could actually reliably launch one. For me, the biggest impact in terms of regional security will be this will only redouble calls for a true Pacific missile shield. The United States has been looking at setting up a Pacific missile shield similar to the one they're setting up in Europe and the Atlantic, and China has been very much against it, largely saying, well, there are no threats here. Why are you setting up a missile shield? China doesn't have that argument anymore. And North Korea is a clear and present threat that is one step away from having a missile that can strike North America, already has missiles that can hit Japan, Philippines, the like. I think it's time to change the discussion about the Pacific Missile Shield.
But even with the missile shield, of course, the defense shield, I'm not sure that's the right, the way to deal with the problem. The problem will still be there, right?
It'll still be there, but at least, hey, we can try to defend ourselves. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to defend ourselves, right?
Well, we will see.
Of course. But that wraps up the world's headlines. Thank you, Josh. Up next.